There's something even you. I would have seen you call him a chicken eater.
A what?
A chicken eater.
Chicken eater. Why they call him that?
Because he's not really good at preaching. You hear him say, "Quick, he ain't nothing but a chicken eater." Go rob. Like he's preaching it. Get down. People fix down upon him. And a chicken eater.
That's all he's in it for. Ever heard people use the word, he's a jackleg or something like that?
Right. Well, ain't nobody jackleg. You hear nothing but a chicken eater. Because people usually, when the fix is down, they usually, you know, cook chicken.
Can you have a jackleg anything else, like a lawyer or a doctor? Or?
Yeah. It's phonies. And just about, you know, you know everything.
That's what jackleg means, it's kind of
fun. Right. About the real of what he's supposed to be or what he professed to be.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. What have you heard people around here call the war between the North and the South over 100 years ago?
Was that the Civil War?
In the Civil War, Robert E. Lee, the man who commanded the South, do you remember what his rank was in the Army? They called him, wasn't a sergeant, but he was a general.
Who did you say?
Robert E. Lee.
Oh, a general, wasn't
he? Yes,
or was he?
That's right. You ever see these advertisements that this old gentleman does for Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah.
You remember what they call him? He's the
Colonel.
And talking about a man who's in charge of a ship, you call him the
Captain.
Okay. And the man who presides over the county court, he would be the
Judge.
Okay. And somebody who goes to school to study, he's a okay. And the lady who takes care of the boss, who takes care of the boss's mail and types and all that, she's his
secretary.
Okay. What about a lady who appears on stage or in the movies? You'd say she's an
actor.
Okay. And our nationality, anybody born in this country is a
southern.
Or anywhere in the United States, he's an American.
American. Okay. Yeah, he's American.
What would, talking about white people and the different races, you know, what would you prefer to be referred to nowadays, black or colored or Negro or what?
Well, I can tell you about me, the way I am, the way I see. We all are just like the Lord fixed us, see? And just what he preferred me to be, that's just what I would want to be. I don't have no just say particular, I'd rather be a white, I'd rather be a black, I'd rather be red. You know, I don't have, just say myself.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Now, if, since I'm in the black guy, I think we should be happy just the way we are.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And that don't make me no less or you no more, or me no more and you no less.
Yes, ma'am.
You just the color of the Lord would have it be. That's the way I see it.
Yes, ma'am. Does it make any difference to any of your friends whether they would be called, would they prefer to be called blacks nowadays? Or?
Yeah. Some of them do.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd rather to be called black. Well, for me, myself, I just tell you the truth, I'd rather be called colored than called black than to say nigger.
Yes, ma'am.
I really would that, and I do resent